Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's Tuesday, December the 26th, 2017. The year is winding down in a hurry. Hope everybody had a great Christmas, great holiday. Christmas is now over, and as we approach the slowest trading week of the year, what are our expectations? And of course, probably more of the same, I would suspect. I don't think that you'll see any major action in the overall market. I don't think you'll see, barring, again, this is always the subplot, is barring any major black swan event, you should expect most likely nothing is going to happen, because we're still in a market that typically wants to go higher, all right? And we're not going to say that it's not. You know, we're not big fans of the market here. But at the end of the day, we also understand that there's no reason to believe that the markets will start to break down here yet either. You know, this is something that's very important to kind of get a view from, is there a reason that we should go down? And of course, I can give you all the reasons why it should. But the one reason I cannot answer is that it still wants to go higher. So you wouldn't think that it'll start now. Now, again, starting a market correction and starting a market potential collapse is something that does not announce itself when it's going to happen. It does not tell you that we're going to do it. It just kind of starts to happen. Now, you know, if you go back to, you know, everybody remembers the November, you know, of 2008 as the big beatdown. But there's a lot of things going on up to that point in time, just like there was in 01 and just like there was in 87 and just like every other one. Now, again, is there reasons to believe that the top of the market is in here? Well, there's reasons to believe that the top is close. There's not necessarily a reason to believe that the top is in. And that is, you can assume that and watch that by the way that the markets are trading right now. You can assume that and watch it by the actual trade that we're seeing taking place. You can look at the participants, which will help you understand why we may be at that upper end of the markets. But to believe that you can just right now sell at will and just say it's over would be silly. It would be like throwing your money in a garbage can, and not that you would not be right, but at the end of the day, it would mean that you're going to most likely see some more rallies in this market, because again, we're not going to just decide at one point to turn over and go straight down. You know, again, barring that there's not an event that drives that fear. But you saw some things happening, you know, in Bitcoin on Friday, and you saw some things happening in other areas. And that is really more of a sign of what is to happen at some point. But too many of us want to try to be right, and too many of us want to try to time the market. And that is where many, many, many run into major problems, is with the trying to time out a market and trying to figure out that, well, this is the time. Because, again, this is something that you're not the only one, right? I think one of the biggest things that everybody should kind of do is kind of take go through the thought process of thinking of what others are doing before they make their final decision. And I think many are still afraid of the market, and many are still not in. Now, again, I'm not one of those guys who's going to say there's money on the sidelines, because I'm actually not bullish anyways. But, you know, there's always money on the side that can go into the market at any time. But I think we're pretty fully exhausted here and pretty fully invested here, you know, for the most part. And as much as the pundits want to cheerlead this market higher, and of course they want to cheerlead the Bitcoin lower the other day, I think that we have to focus on what is the footprint of the market saying. And right now the footprints are not giving any indication that this rally is over yet. So for me to sit here and say we're going to go down would be kind of fool's gold. And certainly I've lost X amount of dollars trying to say that the top is in here, the top is in there. And each time we find out subsequently that the top is not in. And I think this is where, you know, many of us get into trouble, is to try to outsmart what we're seeing. Now, you know, there is still some money being made. The money is still fairly cheap. And we do now have, you know, a tax plan in place. You know, I don't particularly care for it, but that doesn't really matter what I care for. It's right now, it's the interpretation of the people that are starting to buy into the market. So don't think that this is going to be the end, because typically it will not be. Typically, you will start to see some action, and you are starting to see some of it that indicates that a top is being put in, but not enough to say that we're going to see a major sell-off. And that is, again, where the greed factor steps in. This is where the bubble factor fills in. And again, make no mistake, okay? This market is in a bubble, all right? If they can call Bitcoin a bubble, then the stock market's got to be a bubble. But of course, the people that want to call the Bitcoin a bubble are uneducated when it comes to understanding how actually even a market works, let alone being able to call it a bubble. And that includes the economists that are calling it a bubble because they don't understand it. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Bitcoin is not a bubble. I believe that it's probably a bubble as well. But I believe, first of all, we have to identify that the stock market is a bubble. The valuations are skewed because they're based on a fact that the money is so ridiculously cheap that, you know, it's just showing how much destruction that we're getting done by the Federal Reserve. We're showing that the overall system is totally flawed and totally broken down, and that is not going to change anytime soon. And again, remember that it doesn't have to change overnight. It can take time to change, because if you remember the two major emotions of any market, which are fear and greed, well, we've got the greed factor going right now, and it is at full force as we go. Now, I believe that everybody should be set up and ready to be planned for 2018, and just want to invite anybody who wants to come on Saturday, December the 30th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to host my annual trading plan webinar, which you are invited for free. There's no obligation. If you'd like to come, just email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com, and I will send you a link, and you are welcome to come for free to get set up and set yourself up a solid trading plan for the new year. I think that that's the only way to put yourself in the best possible position to be successful. So just email me again at bubba@bubbatrading.com, and don't forget about my high school investing .com program, which is where we educate high school kids. And we have a program in 300 high schools across the country. I'd like to get more, but again, the funding is tough because the schools don't pay. This is given away to the schools for free, which I have paid for the last 6 years. In the meantime, you can go to patreon.com/bubbatrading if you'd like to help. It's patreon.com/bubbatrading. And of course, don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day. And of course, don't forget to download the Sporting Edge while you're there. And we're going to step out of here for break. We'll be back with more of the Bubba Show after the break. We'll talk a little bit more about the Bitcoin bubble when we come back from the break. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back. I got something to say to you. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you the day after Christmas. I'm still full. I'm still filled up with garbage. I need a nap. Anyways, so as we look into Friday's Bitcoin action, the Bitcoin bubble, and of course, man, were those pundits chirping it up pretty good. It's a bubble. It's a bubble. It's collapsing. You know, I think one of the things that many forget is how markets function in general. I mean, you know, that it had the Bitcoin started the year at 1,000. So now, let's say it's at 14,000. Okay. Well, it's only up a gazillion percent over time, and it's only lost back 30 or 35% of the top. So are we in a rush to say that this is a bubble, or are we in a rush to say that it's just a sell-off that should be expected, that some people really want to take some profit there? Should we continue to pound on it and listen to the so-called experts that don't recognize it and, you know, couldn't do anything anyways? If they one of the usual things that they always do, they don't understand it, so they want to call and call a bubble. Why wouldn't we call the Fed a bubble? Okay, and I think this is the separation that comes in here from everybody is a much bigger problem. And I think that what you're looking at here, in my opinion, this is a financial revolution. Okay, now it doesn't mean that, you know, there's not going to be guns yet, but this right now is a financial revolution where people are trying to find alternative to the paper currency that we continue to get thrashed on. If we look at this for what it is, it's an attempt to replace some of the currency or the paper currency that can be devalued by the Federal Reserve anytime they want. And I think that, quite frankly, the world is getting sick of it. The world is getting sick of the central bank intervention. Or in other words, according to our good friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, people are getting fed up. I mean, I'm certainly fed up. I can't take any more of this financial manipulation, these currency wars, and this crap that the Fed and the government like to play. I think that we're seeing people, you know, again, it's not so easy to go into a shooting war, but it is now. If you're creating some havoc within the system, you are now starting to see that certainly the government is a little bit nervous, and they're talking about how to use some regulations. The Fed is certainly not happy about it, and guys like Jamie Morgan from JB Diamond have called it a scam or a Ponzi scheme or whatever. But, you know, again, we have to be careful with the names that we use, because the Federal Reserve itself is no more than a big Ponzi scheme. Legalized Ponzi scheme, but a Ponzi scheme just the same. Now, remember, the definition of a Ponzi scheme is borrowing new money, or in the Fed's case, printing new money to satisfy old debt. Is that not what they do every day? And I think the answer is yes. So, you know, when we look at this whole organization, and then we look at, you know, the people who built the Federal Reserve, including Rothschild and some of the others that had only one thing in mind, which was to destroy or seek and destroy the middle class, I think you've created a major bubble. Now, you know, with that being said, is it something that we can rectify? And I think the attempt we're seeing now of rectification is that people are starting to look at some of these crypto spaces as new money. And somebody had actually tweeted to me or messaged me versus one of my videos and said that it was preposterous. And I go, why? Why is it preposterous? Because we've never done it before. You know, we did go to war. We did fight the war, I believe the year was 1776. I believe there was a revolution back then, and it was for very similar issues that we're seeing today. And I think this is the new modern way to fight, which is simply by using money. You know, if you remember, you know, the movie Trading Places, it's how do you make rich people unhappy? You make them poor people. And I think when you start to see these outside cryptocurrencies come into play, I think that is something that should be taken seriously. Now, and you have to remember, I'm a convert, and I don't know, and I don't own any yet. Well, actually, I do. I apologize. I do own a little bit just because I needed to have it in an account so that I could trade what I really want to trade. And I'm going to get involved in the crypto space. But my point is very simple, okay? That people are afraid of it because they don't understand it. They don't know it, which is great. And better, you should be afraid of it if you don't understand it than actively into it. However, it is something that I believe will be real. It is something that is going to, I think, continue to grow. And again, I don't think it'll be Bitcoin. It will be something other than Bitcoin. But I think it will be something that will be legitimate, realistic, and of course, I love my line. It's real and it's spectacular. But I think that this is a warning sign. This is a shot across the bow of people saying, you know, we're sick and tired of getting squeezed and screwed by the government and by the Fed. And so for the person who said to me that it was preposterous, I think that that's incorrect in my opinion. Now, again, it doesn't make me right. I never want you to say this is not a yes or no question. This is a interpretation. But the way that I look at it is, to me, it feels and smells like that people are starting to stand up and revolt. And the only way that we can revolt right now is to revolt via finance. And I think that you're starting to see a lot of that take hold. Now, I know there was a lot of fear on Friday with Coinbase closing, okay, for a little bit. And if you noticed, and one of the reasons that markets do close, you know, again, they may not tell you the reason, but what happened? Well, it closed, and it would shut down for a little bit, but the minute it reopened, that was a low tick, and it then started to rally. So that should in itself send you a message that there are buyers waiting for it. And the reason that it got somehow magically shut down, now they'll tell you it was some kind of a technical problem, but I'll tell you, in my opinion, it was a conscious decision to shut down to give traders and investors a chance to get away from the panic button and rethink and go through the thought process. As you know, many of you, well, not all of you know, but many of you know that when markets get a little crazy overnight, I send you an email in the morning. I say, hey, don't get nervous. Don't panic. Relax. And let's get ourselves ready to go. And of course, I think that's something that is the same right here. And I think that's why you saw the dead lows were made during the Coinbase, because the fear of not being able to execute and all those other things. Now, again, do I say that we're going nothing up but higher? I don't know. I believe that there will be a cryptocurrency. I do believe that it's real. I do believe that, you know, again, whether it be Monero, Ethereum, BitShares, you know, I do not think it will be Bitcoin for reasons we talked about yesterday with Matt Demeter, which was just simply the cost of transactions. But I do believe that, you know, overall, it is going to be a real player. And I have myself stepped into some of the not the internet stocks, but the Bitcoin stocks or the cryptocurrency stocks or the blockchain stocks that got hammered on Friday. Now, again, I may be wrong. They may be losers. Again, I'm not saying these are winning trades. I'm saying that these are things I stepped into because I felt that the opportunity was there. And I think that's what one of the things you have to look at is the opportunity there. And again, I don't think that this is all of a sudden going away. You know, it just didn't wake up and say, okay, that's it. Now, again, Matt Demeter believes it's the top. I believe it was, I felt it was a toppy area. And of course, we'll see what happens now, you know, because on Monday it was open, it traded, right? It traded back and forth. So we'll see how it trades. But at the end, we've got to really focus on the market footprint before we get too much and too involved in trying to discredit what it's actually doing. And to me, that is a bigger issue to deal with. So let's see what happens there as we've got President Trump out trying to do things. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And I want to remind you that I'm doing a webinar on Saturday at 11:30 Eastern Time, a.m., that if you want to be part of it, it's on how to build a trading plan. All you have to do is email me, bubba@bubbatrading.com. I'll send you a link. Also, don't forget to download The Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm, as well as The Sporting Edge, because we got the bowl games coming up. And we'll be back with more of The Bubba Show right after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with you today. And of course, it is Tuesday, December the 26th, the day after Christmas. And I'm, as I said, I'm still full. I don't know why I do that to myself. I'm sure we all do. You just over engorge and indulge into these, all this holiday food. And of course, it's great for the Weight Watchers clinics or the diet centers, because you gotta take it off. But I guess one of the questions, you know, I always want to talk about is, you know, the president of the United States, Donald Trump. You know, I don't understand why we have so much hatred for the man. Okay, I mean, I don't hate him. I think he's doing probably the best job of any president that has been around since I've been alive. I mean, I'm 60 years old. My first election was in 1977. And, you know, I don't remember so much divisiveness, so much hatred for a president, and especially one that appears to be trying to do the best job for the American people. Now, you cannot like him because he's pompous. You cannot like him because he might have been a womanizer over time. But I don't think that should affect your feelings of whether or not he can do a good job for the country. Now, you know, we've got so much work to be done in this country to take it back from the swamp creatures of the professional politicians. And the only way we're going to get it done is to get leader after leader that's going to decide to not do it the way that it's always been done. And I think one of the problems we find is that, you know, we vote the way we always voted. You know, you basically take on the personality of your parents, usually, as a rule. Now, interesting enough, me personally, my home is very, not my home now, but my home from growing up was mixed. But those days, we were all more center than either left or right. And I think that becomes an issue, because why should I have to be either one or the other? Why should I not vote for the man, the woman, the person? And why should I have to make a decision based on things that I could care less about? I don't want to get into the issues because it'll offend some, but certain things should be left to yourself and left to your own privacy of your own home of what you think about certain things. And I don't believe that should be the way that you would want to vote to run the country, because running the country is no different than running a business. And, you know, certainly we want the economy, I think we want the country to perform well. I don't know anybody who could be that happy that we're $25 trillion in debt. So I think from my point of view, my perspective, I mean, again, I make it clear I was not happy with the tax plan the way it ended up, but I do believe that that Trump wanted to do better, but again, he needed to get a victory, and he needed to get it this year, and he took it. You know, he couldn't fight the swamp anymore. And I think that, to me, is an issue that we continue to ignore from a simple standpoint, that Trump is I think trying to do, he's basically kept every promise that he made with the exception of one. And the one is the term limits, which I think we need that more than anything between you and me. That would, to me, would be the biggest thing that needs to be changed. But in the meantime, I think when you look at the job that he's tried to do and the things he's tried to get through, I think you're seeing at least a better flow of things happening. I think you're seeing more opportunities happening. Now, again, I'm not comfortable. I'm not happy with the growth in this country yet. I do not like the fact that our president chirps up the market because, again, he's going to own it when it falls apart. And with each and every day that it goes higher, it's getting closer to the day that it's going to fall apart. And I don't think that the president of the United States should take ownership of the stock market, whether it goes up or down. I don't think that's the president's issue. He can only set up the country to be either successful or fail. And I think that becomes the next step as to why everybody hates him. Why does Rosie O'Donnell want to offer $2 million so that a tax plan doesn't get passed? Where can you possibly find this much anger in the world and want your own country to fail? That to me is so illogical that we have a guy in office. And again, I can understand some of the critics and some of the things that you don't like about him. But at the end of the day, the man has made it through professional sports ownership, and those guys don't let anybody in. That's one of the tightest in this group ever. You've got Larry Flint offering $10 million for someone to dig up some dirt on him. You've got everybody trying to, you know, all of the resources out there between the Russia probe and everything else trying to bury this guy. And yet, what have they found? Nothing. Now, is that my imagination or is that fact? Okay, to me, it's fact. I don't see anything. I mean, as you know, if you're a regular listener, you know that I predicted him a year before he won. I thought he was going to win. And I can tell you why he's going to win and why he won is because people are basically just fed up. I mean, you know, we talked about this last segment about the Bitcoin and the currency and the revolution. Well, isn't Donald Trump a part of that revolution? Because, again, who would have ever thunk that he could win the presidency? Who would ever think he would have got out of the primaries, let alone win the presidency, and then win it basically easily? And through it all, through all the bickering and all the backstabbing, there he is, still in front of the camera, taking your questions, trying to talk to you, trying to do things that we as Americans would really want. And I find that to be, you know, simply just amazing. Because here's a guy that's 70 years old that works, what does he work, 20 hours a day? I mean, does he ever sleep? You know, it's amazing because, you know, I'm a 20-hour a day guy, basically. And, you know, he's tweeting almost during all my waking hours. So I got to wonder, you know, where do we want this country to be better or not? And I think you're seeing there's a lot of unhappiness here. Because you see it in the little things that are happening, which is, number one, the cryptocurrency space. You know, if everybody was thrilled with the way things were going, there wouldn't be a true cryptocurrency space. It wouldn't be becoming so popular. If you had everything was going great, we wouldn't be $25 trillion in debt. If everything was going so wonderful, we would have more resolutions to things. And I think that's something, I mean, that was a big conversation around the Christmas dinner or Christmas brunch table, was the problems and why we refuse to want to solve these problems and why we want to continue to let these people control and ruin the lives of many. And this is why I think it's time that, you know, again, one of the things about the president of the United States, or POTUS, as they say, one of the things about being in office in this country is you can vote him out. If you're not happy with him, you can vote him out. And even if you're not happy with him and he gets to win again, he's only got 8 years maximum to begin with. So why wouldn't we stand behind our guy, like him or not, for the benefit of the world, the benefit of the country? To me, that never made a heck of a lot of sense. It's, you know, it's like the old story, you know, if you get in an airplane, you're not looking for it to crash. But it seems like people would prefer that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, excuse me, would rather have him crash and burn and take down the rest of us with him versus letting everything get better. Now, that certainly does not feel like anything that has any logic to it whatsoever. That seems rather dumb to me. Okay. Now, again, you don't have to like him. I did not like Barack Obama. I did not like Bush, but I didn't wish them bad. I didn't wish that they would fail, because if they fail, I fail. And I think we've got enough failures in this country over time. I think we've done enough damage. I mean, you could start with our military. Have we not damaged those poor guys enough? And girls, I don't mean to say just guys, just slang, sorry. Have we not damaged the soldiers of this country enough? I mean, again, we've talked about this before. People are willing to put their life on the line for you, and yet we treat them like they're dirt. Does that make any sense to anybody out there? You got to tell me if it does, because I got to be honest. I mean, I don't know how many of you out there are willing to go out and put your life on the line for me, but I know these guys do it every day. And quite frankly, to treat them like dirt when they come back, and even when they're in, and to not give them the proper care. My God, what are we coming to here? We're squeezing, we'll pay $30,000 for a toilet, but we're worried about a guy making a few bucks and having a pension and having some reasonable health care. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. But we're going to talk more about that when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and, of course, libertytalk.fm. is where you go to download the show every day. And of course, we want to help educate our high school kids, and highschoolinvesting.com is where you go if you want to help me out. That's Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And of course, what we're going to do after the first of the year, we're going to open up the high school investing site for those of you who help contribute, and you'll be able to actually get some free education yourself within that. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out of a break. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, we're just rolling along, singing a song side by side. But, as I was talking about before we went to break, and, where did all the hatred come in this country? I know, we've had hatred for a long time. I mean, we had hatred for, for everybody, right? I'm not going to get into the individual groups, but I mean, we had hatred for women, for crying out loud. No matter what they were, there was hatred, right? They had no rights. But here you are in, 2000 and going to be 2018. And we haven't gotten closer. We've gotten farther apart. We've got more hatred now than ever. And it's so much easier now to spew it around, okay, because you've got the internet, you've got the internet bullies, you've got the hatred, and you've got the places that allow these things to attack. We allow the media to attack relentlessly, and of course, like it or not, and whether you're left or right, okay, we know the media does 100% lean to the left, other than Fox, which has plenty of left announcers or broadcasters or whatever, or anchors. I mean, certainly Neil Cavuto is more left than anything else. So it's not like it's a totally right station, but I understand they are more right than left. But, you can certainly say that a lot of their contributors, Robert Wolf and some of the others, they're left all the way. They worked with Obama. Now, where is it that we don't get a fair shot and a fair explanation without somebody's opinion coming into the piece? And that goes for both parties. I'm not picking on one or the other. I don't really care. I mean, I would prefer to be where we were years ago, which was more, everybody was more center, and you could pick your side based on the issues that you cared about in that election. But now we create this hatred. We create this separation, which really, when you think about it, you can have all the hate you want. Okay, and I'm sure there's some of you out there as well. But why would you want to stunt your own potential growth because of your hatred? that's something that, again, I'm really a logical guy. I don't get why I would want to do something that would potentially affect me directly, adversely. I mean, you know, I'm a trader. I'm looking for the edge. I'm not looking to put myself in the toilet. And I think that's what we do by following the sheep or the herd of either the far right or the far left. And I think that really becomes an issue. And I think there's no place in this country for this massive amount of hatred. You know, a lot of things happen over 250 years almost, right? 240, 241, maybe 242. I mean, a lot of things have happened, and not all of it's good, right? The history, there's a lot of bad things that have happened over the years. But, you know, again, did they not know better? That's the way they always did things. But I think we eventually got it right. And we're continuing to, I think, to continue to strive to get it right. But all of a sudden, we now became at an impasse where it's not about getting the issue right. It's not about getting it right for all of the people. It's about a political party. It's about who should be, you know, how much we should give away, how much we should do that. What should be this? Donald Trump shouldn't be president. All whatever those things are. Rosie O'Donnell could be offering $2 million to somebody to vote no against Donald Trump. I mean, is that not stupid? Is there any intelligence in that whatsoever? And so I ask you, do we not realize that we're only doing the same things that they did 200 years ago? Do we not realize that we're only punishing our own? Do we not get the point that by having so much disregard and so much hatred and so much division between everybody that we're only punishing ourselves? Because the fact of the matter is that the middle class is where all the power should be. But because we're so busy fighting about it, and maybe we're being directed to fight about it by the money, okay, that it's creating this separation versus creating a team. Again, you and I don't have to agree on everything. But if we can agree that we both want the same things to happen, that would be a big start. You know, I'm sure those of you out there who have a boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, friend, significant other, don't agree on every single issue, but somehow you make it work. Now, isn't that really what we should be worried about, is making it work no matter what the circumstances are? Doesn't it make sense that we should want to have some success and have America prosper, right? Instead of fighting through all this, I mean, you know, we have enough issues to deal with the markets going to have a solve at some point here. I mean, you know, again, this is not going to be always a smooth sail forward. But I think the first thing that needs to be done is we need to get to a point where we can have an understanding and at least understand what your point of view is or what my point of view is before we throw it in the garbage can. And I think that is an issue that seldom gets discussed. You know, we're continually seeing interviews that pit one against the other. Okay. We're trying to create this stir. And I understand ratings and all that stuff, but have we not crossed the line of ignorance? Have we not crossed the line of common sense where we should be more concerned with paying down the $25 trillion of the debt we have, creating jobs that actually work, creating a place for small business to grow, creating more manufacturing jobs? Does anybody out there really believe that there's no way we could compete with the overseas companies by the time we get through with the costs of doing it? Yes, the initial labor costs we're never going to compete with, but the other costs that do add in will allow you to compete overall. And quite frankly, I would bet that most Americans would not mind paying a few pennies more, because really, if you're creating an income stream in this country for workers, what are they going to do with the money? I believe, it is my humble opinion, that they're going to spend it, okay? You know, it's like we know from a statistical point that the stock market goes up 8% year over year. We also know from a statistical point that the middle class are the biggest spenders. Okay? So if we actually took the time to create jobs here, and even if we had to pay an extra few bucks for something, would it not be worth it for most businesses? And would that not create more small business? And I think the answers are yes. I think that it would be definitely be worth it. And I'm not talking about a dramatic increase because the prices are not that dramatic. And you have to remember, when you manufacture offshore, when you bring back in the goods, there's freight, there's duty, which is always subject, and there's shrinkage, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that you have no control over when you're doing it. And how do I know? Because I used to manufacture goods myself, so I know all about it. And you know, and me, like every other person, went into China, but I did actually end up manufacturing here when it was all said and done because I figured out how to do it, and the cost was not that great of a difference. And I would rather spend the money in this country because, again, that creates the velocity of money and the flow of money. And unfortunately, what we've done is we've given that up. And I think it's just something that needs to be thought about. I think we need a little bit more common sense about the things that we do. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, always great to have you on board. And, again, we got a webinar coming up on Saturday on a trading plan, building a trading plan for investors, for traders, for all of it. So certainly, if you'd like to join in, you can just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.com. Excuse me, bubba@bubbatrading.com. And I will be happy to send you a link, bubba@bubbatrading.com. In the meantime, don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And we'll see you back here tomorrow at the same time, the same station, right here at The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow. The Bubba Show.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.